With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 17th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and I am here today on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 50 in the house. Day 50 in the house. And it's a quick one here today. The majority of the intrigue is happening sort of as we speak, as we are talking through what may happen because of the veto results, but we do have veto results for you today. And that's really the bulk of what I've got for you today. So we'll make this a quick one here, quite the quick one here as we run through some of the events of yesterday, just to get you caught up to where we are today so that by tomorrow, we'll be able to hopefully have, something intriguing if it's not already kind of locked in, but we will see. We will see where we're at here for the Big Brother Canada 10. So it was day 50 in the house. Marty is the HOH. He has nominated Josh and Betty for eviction. But there's a lot of things happening here, right? The veto could change things a lot. Summer was given safety by Canada, which means that if the veto is used, somebody from the five, meaning Gino, Jace, Helena, or Kevin, will have to be the replacement. So that's the big thing with the veto here. Throughout the morning, there's just kind of general chit chat about the veto. Ultimately, Gino, Summer, and Kevin are chosen to play in the veto. Marty picked Kevin to play, which was weird. Jace and Gino were pretty annoyed about it. Feeling like Marty was lying about how close he was to Kevin. And, Gino said that Marty had told him the night before that Kevin would be the replacement nominee. So what's up with that? Yes, Gino had already been picked, which, sort of helped. In terms of like explaining it, but Jace was still annoyed that like, hey, why wasn't I chosen? Why was Kevin chosen? Is Marty lying to us about how close he is to Kevin? Marty had been pitching a final four that excluded Kevin. There's a big thing that we did not really get to see, that has been impacting this week significantly, which is that, and we talked about it yesterday, that Marty seemingly caught Kevin talking game with Josh at some point, and then Kevin lied about it. So something like that happened. And so ever since then, Marty has been very concerned that Kevin is secretly working with Josh and feels like he might not be able to trust him. And I think because of that, he's been pitching a Final Four to exclude Kevin from the five. Then he goes and picks Kevin for the veto. Jace is like, what the hell, is Marty lying to us? Right. So they don't know if Marty is lying about Kevin being the potential renom. And Jace and Gino are kind of upset about this whole thing. Kevin and Helena, in the meantime, are going to talk about how Marty is pitching a Final Four that excludes Kevin. And Helena didn't even know about this Final Four being pitched. She wasn't aware of it, and she's annoyed at Marty. She lets Kevin know because she had a conversation with Jace, saying that where Jace let her know, they know about the power now, and Jace let Helena know that Gino let Marty know about the power. And all of this stuff, right? So they know that the power is being used to help keep Marty aware of the fact that the showmance was not going to turn on them. And this power thing is really also thrown a wrench into their whole plans. Kevin would love to use the veto if he wins it. Kevin is playing in the veto. Kevin says that if he wins, he's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going for it. I'm just gonna use it, screw everyone, and hopefully force like Jace on the block, and we can get Jace out. What else are we gonna do at this point? After Kevin leaves, Helena says to the cameras, like, I think I'm sharing too much with Kevin, but whatever at this point. Like, it's too late to turn back. Marty's going to talk to Kevin. Marty tells Kevin he won't put him up as the replacement. He promises, I will not be putting you up as the replacement nominee. Don't worry about it. So that's kind of where we're at prior to the veto. And it's really like trying to get through the events of yesterday right now when the actual things are happening as we speak is quite difficult. Again, we're going to make this a short one. We're going to get to the veto competition. Kevin, Summer, Gino, Josh, and Betty competing. And,
this is Business B. Let's get it.
Business B finally got it. Betty won the veto. Betty wins. Big news. Huge for Betty's game. Betty will be taking herself off the block, which is potentially very bad for Josh, who will potentially get screwed by the fact that Summer cannot be the replacement. Therefore, it must be Kevin, Helena, Jace, or Gino. If it's Kevin or Helena, chances are good that Josh would end up leaving. And just like that, it could be the end of Josh's game. So we will see where things go there. In the veto competition, they got some messages from home. That was part of it. Gino and Jace are going to talk afterward about how, we need to try to avoid going on the block. They said that, Marty was telling Gino that Kevin would be the replacement. So they feel like they should push for Kevin to be the replacement. Gino feels like that's sort of the way to go. So Jace says, all right, like we'll go there. That's like the veto. The feeds were down for a very long time last night for the veto competition. By the time they came back up, there wasn't much left to see. And what there was left to see, we didn't get to see because the feeds cut again for various conversations. So that's it from day 50. That's all. That's what I've got for you. I'm going to now push into day 51 a little bit, which is this morning, which is things that are happening, an hour and a half ago to, 15 minutes ago. because this is sort of the bigger news, the bigger stuff here, the things that actually matter. The reason I reset you on Marty wondering about Kevin working with Josh is because that's heavily factoring in to what we may see with Marty's decision for a renom, with Betty taking herself off the block, Summer off the table. Again, one of Kevin, Helena, Jace, or Gino needs to go up. So this morning, Kevin talked to Marty, who again promised him he would not go up on the block. He told Kevin that it would be Helena or Jace that go up on the block. Kevin said, "That's great, Marty. I love you. I'm going to the end with you. That's where I'm at with you." Really buttering Marty up. After Kevin leaves this conversation, Marty says to the cameras, "I love Kevin, but I'm not sure I can trust him. I'm concerned that he's working with Josh. I caught him talking game with Josh. He was being so awkward. I think he's secretly working with Josh. I think he will flip the vote if he's not on the block. And I've been suspicious that Helena is also working with Josh for a long time. Very concerned about that. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do," thinks Marty. So that's where Marty was standing there. Kevin talked to Helena afterward. He was like, "This is not looking great, but let's see what we can do." Marty is talking to Helena right now and letting her know that he's suspicious of Kevin and that he thinks Kevin needs to be on the block in order for the vote to not flip. Helena, I believe, granted, I'm not able to see much of this conversation because I'm talking to you all here, but I believe Helena is pushing back at least a little bit. One of the distracting things is that I'm seeing people say that Marty even mentioned that, hey, if Kevin ends up leaving, whatever, right? So who knows? I have to go into speculation mode because, again, like, the important conversations are happening right now. I can't watch them, so tune in tomorrow for the true discussion on them. But obviously, if Kevin goes up on the block, Summer and Betty would be voting Kevin out, which means that, or would likely be voting Kevin out, which means that Helena, Gino, and Jace would need to vote to keep Kevin in the game. That seems pretty likely to me. The idea that they would flip to take Kevin out is doesn't seem super likely. You know, again, I'm not seeing the conversation, and I know that Marty is a wild card, but it, I mean, oh man, Marty is too much of a wild card. Maybe he would go after Kevin. And then I would say that Gino and Jace don't have incentive to flip either, but if Marty tells them to, they might just do it because that's just them sometimes. And they might still feel like they can work with Josh, right? So it's possible. It's possible that Kevin leaves this week. It is definitely possible. So that's kind of where we are. We could see Kevin on the block. We could see Kevin even leaving this week. We could also see instead Josh leaving. Either way, you know, one of them will have been at least a little bit screwed by this twist here. But either way, we are likely going to see Josh or Kevin leave. However, there is still a chance that they have some time to turn this around. Of course, it is Sunday, and the veto ceremony won't be until Monday. So there is still a full day of trying to turn this around. But it seems like Kevin is just completely tanked with Marty at this point. That one conversation that he got caught talking game with Josh has just completely, you know, completely lost him here with Marty, and he seems to have no sway over Marty whatsoever. Helena is trying, I believe, but she also seems to have very little sway with Marty Again, that power last week, giving Jace and Gino the ability to say, hey, we had the power to secretly, you know, betray you and we chose not to, has given them tons of credit on top of the fact that Marty is in love with Gino in the first place. And so they are looking okay here. So definitely some things to watch out for as we move forward into tomorrow, whether the Kevin renom will be locked in place and whether or not, you know, Kevin will potentially go home. It would require some strange decision making, but with Marty, that's what you get sometimes. So that's where we are. Any questions before we wrap this up? Because again, it is a quick one here, as most of the important information is coming at us this morning. It's certainly, yes, certainly, I imagine not great for the stocks going on here. Great for Betty stocks, I think, unless Josh leaves, then maybe not great for Betty stocks. Who should Marty have targeted? I mean, it's honestly, Kevin isn't the worst target for Marty. The thing is that, like, another thing to point out, actually, that's a good question, because another thing to point out is that Marty continues to lose respect from the rest of the house, that Summer and Betty are both now pretty firmly, and Josh getting on the train of, like, we are not going to vote for Marty in the end. It doesn't matter what he does, how he gets there. We're not voting for him. Just the way that he's operating, they don't have any respect for it. It's, you know, we're getting to the point where it's feeling very like he's giving his game to Gino, which is the least of his crimes, but it's not a very respectable strategy. So even if you were like, hey, you know, he's being a jerk and we don't like the way that he operates and it feels very icky, but at least he's using good strategy, it's like, that's not really the case either. So he is definitely not looking great for the jury here. So we'll see. We'll see where all of that goes. Will Gino still go after Marty? If Josh goes, I think there's a decent chance, especially in a triple, that Gino, if Gino won the triple, he puts up like Summer, Betty, Marty, or something along those lines. Now, they did talk about potentially Helena as well, but it would not surprise me if they put Marty up. They're still not super big fans of Marty. Like, even in private conversations, they're still a little bit like, Marty. But they are certainly like happy that he's keeping them safe this week for now. But I'm sure they also will recognize that, like, honestly, the fact that it's a triple could actually help Marty, because it wouldn't give them enough time to like come to the conclusion that they should betray Marty. But it's definitely a huge option for them. If Kevin goes up, I think Josh will go ahead of Kevin. Again, I haven't seen the conversation between Marty and Helena where he talked about Kevin leaving, but my guess is that Josh would be the one to go over Kevin, but I don't think it's impossible that Kevin leaves either. That's exactly it. Well, yeah, because Marty is very much the Kylan of the season right now in terms of his strategy.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's see. Anything else? Predictions for the triple? It really depends on who wins. I mean, the reality of it is that regardless of who leaves this week, it should be a 4v2 in the HOH. It should be Betty Summer, Helena, and Kevin or Josh versus Jason Gino. Now, Jason Gino, between the two of them, have what? Like four wins? Four or five wins? And then Betty Summer, Helena, and Josh and or Kevin would have a combined like three at best. So, we'll see. It probably heavily depends on what the competition is, how even a spread it could be. But it will likely be 4v2. And then if any of the four win, it's probably Gino, Jace, Marty on the block. Or something along those lines at this point, especially if Kevin goes up. And then if Jace or Gino win again, it would likely be something probably like Summer, Betty, maybe Marty, maybe Helena, maybe Marty is a backdoor if the veto is won, something along those lines. So those would be my two different predictions as of right now. Again, things could very much change depending on what happens with Kevin going up on the block. Do I think Betty's chance of winning go up after this week? Certainly winning a veto competition to save her life, huge, especially this late in the game. Also proving that she can win a competition. She's performed pretty well in various competitions, but she hasn't been able to pull it out yet. So, I think winning competitions is exactly the criteria she needs to win. Now, if Kevin left instead of Josh, that would be very huge for her. Josh leaving, not great. There are some upsides in that Josh would probably have beat her in the end and she probably would have taken Josh. But losing Josh is still pretty bad. We're not quite at the point yet where that would be a pure positive for her here at the final eight. So we'll see. Can Kevin talk his way off the block? It feels like he's run out of runway here. It feels like he has run out of influence. The thing is, it's always been an uphill battle. It's always been an uphill climb for Kevin to have the amount of influence that he did. And it feels as though he has finally run out of influence. His game is starting to unravel in front of him, and it all seems to have stemmed from just that one getting caught talking game to Josh moment. So we will see. All right. That's what I got. Until we got more concrete info, we're really just in speculation mode. So I will be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. And I will be able to hopefully fill you in on exactly what will be happening with the veto ceremony that will be happening that day. And then also like what could potentially happen with the vote between Josh and Kevin, if Kevin is the one that will be going up on the block. And then we'll see what happens with the rest of the week. But basically, as per usual, this triple eviction will likely just straight up decide the season. Whoever wins that HOH will basically decide who wins the season. So we will have to wait and see on Thursday night what happens. But that's what I've got for you. Hopefully you enjoyed this brief live feed update. You know, we're really starting to get down to it, and you know, we're getting less and less in terms of actual content, at least prior to this moment, for on the feed. So we'll see what happens. You can find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching tomorrow night's episode with all of you live. And then after the episode, we'll be live to recap what happens in the episode. So make sure you tune in for that here on Rob is a Podcast. I'll also be playing some Goose Goose Duck with the crew over on Twitch today at around 5 p.m. Eastern. If you want to come hang out and, you know, watch us lie and murder each other. Lie to and murder each other, I guess that would be the way to say that. And check out the Taryn Show with Gabby this week. Got another one coming up very soon for you. So make sure you check that one out when it comes. And find me over on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I'll see you all next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.